Big news tonight. If you look at the BBC Sports website and go to the Rugby League section, the top story tonight is about the Lee Centurions prop Sam Barlow. Barlow banned for assaulting officer. Banned from all sport, not just rugby league, this key here, all sport for 4 years for assaulting an anti-doping officer. This is the suspension that's resulted in the doping officer assault that happened at Sam Barlow's home in Halifax last July. He pleaded guilty to the assault, but an independent panel also found him guilty of, quote, tampering with doping control. Today, Mr. Barlow has insisted he will appeal the ban. He's issued a statement and it says, and I quote, "I remain in the positive, in the position I am innocent, and in no way, shape or form have I failed, refused or avoided a test." Delighted to say that at a very busy time, given that story breaking as it has, Nicole Fabstead, who is the chief executive of the UK Anti-Doping Agency, is able to join us live to tell us more about this. Nicole, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
4 years seems a lot. So for my clarification, is it 4 years for the assault, 4 years for not taking the test? What has the 4 years come as a result of, Nicole?
It's 4 years for tampering with the doping control process. So the World Anti-Doping Code, which is a set of rules that organisations like UK Anti-Doping operate within, sets out this type of offence. And that it carries a period or a ban for 4 years unless the athlete can show that they didn't act intentionally. And in this particular case, the player was unable to demonstrate that they were acting unintentionally.
So that's clear then. It is the tampering with the doping procedure that has resulted in the ban. So the tampering could have manifested itself in a different way. It's just in this particular case, it was an assault to which he pleaded guilty. Would he have known that the test was due to take place, Nicole, or was it a spot check?
No, we generally, or at all times, operate no advance notice testing. So the only time that an athlete might suspect that they're being tested is during competition, when they, for example, have won. It is more likely than not that they get tested at those instances. But in this particular case, no, they would have received no notice whatsoever we were coming.
So it is conceivable then, as he suggested at one point, that he wouldn't have known who the individual was, might have been concerned for the safety and welfare of his family.
All of our doping control officers are trained. They carry identification, and on making contact with the individual that they need to notify that of testing, they make it very clear who they are and they show their identification badge.
Is there any suggestion or suspicion that the test might have been failed had it been taken?
No, that certainly wasn't something that was considered during the hearing. This very much was a case about an individual who was tampering with the doping control process, and that was all that the facts revolved around.
Obviously, this is one individual case, and I'm not asking you to name names. Are there been cases where the tampering has manifested itself in different ways? I mean, for example, are we dealing with two issues here? Are we dealing with an assault case that might be a police issue and a drugs tampering case which falls under your remit?
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't sort of, in terms of tampering, it's a very wide offence. So it can be things like if an athlete were to go through the doping control process and they deliberately dropped the sample or literally try to tamper with the process in some way. This particular offence is designed to capture all of the possible scenarios that might emerge from those sorts of situations.
And is it absolutely 4 years, or could there have been a 2-year ban or a 3-year ban? Does it carry an automatic 4-year ban, or are you sending out a message here?
No, it does carry 4 years, but as I said at the beginning, an athlete can have that sanction reduced to 2 years if they can prove that they did not act intentionally. They also have, every athlete has the ability to appeal the decision that's made by an independent national anti-doping panel. In this instance, the player did appeal the decision, and the appeal was heard, but the appeal panel upheld the original decision, which was to ban him for 4 years.
And he has said now he will appeal that ban. So there is still a further appeal to come. But by the sound of things, given what you've said, unless some substantial new evidence emerges, that might be a rather futile process.
No, there's no further opportunity to appeal. There's only one right of appeal, and that has now been exhausted. So, no, there's no other right of recourse available to them now.
Oh, right. So, I read today Barlow has insisted he will appeal the ban. He can't, can he not?
No, he's already appealed the ban, and he was unsuccessful. So that's the end of the matter now.